to finance now, and the US government has begun legal action against Standard & Poor's. It's the first time charges have been brought against one of the credit rating agencies widely blamed for contributing to the global financial crisis. Standard & Poor's denies claims it deliberately played down the risk of investing in toxic mortgage bonds.
French President François Hollande has foreshadowed a tough European Union summit this week. EU members will try for a second time to agree on a new seven-year budget plan.
Mr. Hollande has warned Britain not to hijack the summit with excessive demands for budget cuts while refusing to make its own concessions. Last November's first attempt failed when Britain led opposition against the budget proposals.
To the markets, the Dow Jones put on 132 points towards the close. The Nasdaq has risen 1.5%. The S&P 500 also made gains. And in London, the FTSE rose as well. Checking commodity markets now, West Texas crude is trading at $97 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $123 a barrel. And gold's at $1,671 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 77 euro cents and 66 pence sterling.